So we're only a few days now from the official end to summer, and for some parts of Australia, it's been a tough time. There's been fires, there's been heat waves, storms, and of course we do expect that kind of weather, but the extremes of it, well, you know, we all know what that means. Here's what it's like though in the north. Practically every wet season, which corresponds with summer down south, Oliver Coulter is pondering in a rather poetic way the psychological impact of the wet season in the suburbs of Darwin.
The tight air wraps your skin like an electric blanket that you can't kick off. But then, a single drop on your arm. It's merely a fever dream, a mirage upon a desert stretch of skin. Then another. Could it be? Hold your breath. One, two, three, and the smoky skies sing. The city, bloated and feverish, sighs with relief. Rain drops like deja vu over familiar streets. The cracked carport roof wets its lips and rings. Rat-a-tat-tat. The song, collected in the greater cacophony of a city-wide symphony of pots and pans clanging, is the playful calamity of things finally reunited. A tree sways in front of a street lamp, a lighthouse roaming over the unseen stretch, searching for sailors lost in the sea of a submerged suburban cul-de-sac. Possessed, we are compelled by the spell of rain. We burst from cover, giggling like children. The water rushing along gutters cold as a mountain brook. In an instant, our clothes are weighted and soggy. Tropical water always finds a way in. Drops sizzle against hot-blooded skin, so cold it stings. But those well-watered smiles grow into a cackling, crackling laughter, which dances to the drops that syncopate against the tin drum skin roof. The first rain of the season. Like all the first rain of all the first world. As custom dictates, chorus of proud chest-raised frogs step forward and sing the closing communion.
Oh, some good memories in there for me, maybe for you too. Oliver Coulter in Darwin, where the humidity is round about 100% even as I speak to you now.